Shana Tova, everyone. Reb Elliot invited me to share a vort. Panim el Panim on Zoom. This has been a journey for me. As a person who is attracted to and who has from time to time had ecstatic experiences in prayer spaces, Zoom has certainly presented a challenge. In the first year of the pandemic, I felt myself going adrift in Zoom services, at times observing and not fully participating. Even my responsive amens seemed weak and perfunctory. I didn't feel like singing along, and I was distracted by the talking head and the little squares of people who were struggling to be engaged, or at least who I felt were struggling to be engaged. On the other end of things, when leading services, I worried about being the single talking or chanting head. I worried about participation. I worried about reaching people, managing the PowerPoint, the harp, all at once. And then there's the issue of my eyesight, you know, focusing on the harp and then moving my focus to the computer. It's not easy for me. Frankly, I still find all of this challenging. So how do we meet? How do we interconnect online? I do think there's hope through perseverance, through continuing to attend and lead online services. Things have shifted for me. I started to learn to develop confidence in what I was feeling, what I was sensing from other people. One service in particular helped me to recognize this. I attended Rabbi Mark Novak's Shabbat morning service. Three of my classmates on separate occasions recommended that I try out his minyan. They said, Rabbi Mark is very skilled with technology. He's also an accomplished musician and storyteller and super energetic. So I joined one of his services, and everything my classmates said was true. The production quality was great. His devar was meaningful, and the service was seamless and well-crafted. And as much as I appreciated his teachings and talents, the service wasn't my style, to be honest. His enthusiasm and energy were a little too much for me. I was out of my comfort zone. I craved something calmer, a little more meditative. But I hung in there because I knew that He was offering something meaningful, and I tried to not let my preferences get in the way. And then in the middle of the service, there was this moment. Something hit me. I felt like this wave of energy just went right through me, like my body was less solid. I was kind of expanding. And it struck me that I was feeling the heart opening in the Zoom space, the heart opening of the kahal, the heart opening of the regulars who go to Rabbi Mark's services. I felt the love and recognized, I'm in a sacred space. It kind of blew my mind. In spite of my fussiness and attachment to a particular style of leading and a particular style of music, I managed to stay open energetically. Thank God. It was a big lesson for me to tell my aesthetic sensibilities to tone down the volume and pay attention to what is important. And that is the yearning to connect to God and one another through spiritual community. Kavanah is palpable, even on Zoom. I'll share one more story that speaks to the same idea. I was in a meeting with one of the deans at school. I made an appointment to address a situation that was very upsetting to me. I was very honest with the dean about my reaction to a certain decision that affected me personally, and I also allowed myself to be vulnerable in that meeting. And in the middle of my appeal, I felt this wave of love waft through me. It actually stopped me mid-sentence, and I asked the dean, are you sending me healing energy or something? And she smiled. So I have learned Zoom is just another way to be present with another person, to truly meet face to face, panim el panim. So again, I wish you a Shana Tova, and I look forward to our next meeting, panim el panim. Dibarti.